Hey, have you seen the Yo-Yo Ma flash mob on YouTube? Actually, there are a few videos in this one. Yo-Yo performs America the Beautiful with Renee Fleming and several high school choirs in the Food Court Mall at Chicago's Thompson Center. These aren't really like regular flash mobs. After all, it's kind of hard to hide music stands and, in one case, an orchestra of cellos. But it's part of Yo-Yo Ma's citizen musician mission to create memorable moments of community. He came up with the idea as consultant for the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. He's lived it with his cross-cultural Silk Road project and his cross-musical CD, The Goat Rodeo Sessions, which he recorded with violinist Stuart Duncan, bassist Edgar Meyer, and mandolin player Chris Thiele from Nickel Creek. Which makes us wonder why Yo-Yo Ma has come to our studios. Are we suddenly going to be surrounded by opera singers and bluegrass musicians? Will a YouTube video break out? Yo-Yo Ma, welcome.
Robin, thank you for the introduction. I only came here because of you.
Oh, you go on. Okay. You come here because you want to spread your message about music. And I just want to ask you about these flash mob. Do you watch YouTube videos at all? Have you seen any?
Occasionally. Actually, you know, what's interesting is I love YouTube videos, and there's such a treasure trove of not only things going on today, but actually people have put in clips of classics in film, in music, and you could actually look at the history of music from 1900 on.
There's the group that sings the Hallelujah Chorus in the food court, and then there's the University of Northern Iowa interlude dance. If you have not seen that, you should.
Okay.
But now there you are, Yo-Yo Ma on YouTube. You know, you've been on the greatest stages. There you are in a food court.
Well, I got to tell you, after you've had children and you've done show and tells, it doesn't matter whether you're between the four walls of a concert hall or you're in someone's living room or you're playing for a child who's trying to take your bow away and eat the hair and the bow and, you know, or getting an adult to play an instrument to try and, you know, hear the instrument close up and to draw the notes from open strings, from the cello, and feel the vibrations. I think there's so many ways you can give the sensations of music, but then along with the sensations, images, feelings, thoughts.
You're involved with a mentoring program in Chicago, trying to bring music into the inner city. You've brought the music into, I think, prisons, detention centers. Do me a favor right now. You've got this gorgeous cello here. Let's say I'm somebody, you're coming into one of these places, I'm someone who's not heard a cello or classical music before. Can you, in, let's say, 45 seconds, make me fall in love with a cello?
Sure. I will play something for you for 45 seconds.
So I have a cold coming on, which always makes me vulnerable, but I don't think I'm going to cry.
Well, Robin, I'd love to ask you, so what were you thinking about?
I was thinking, I've heard this, and then I've never heard it before. I felt like I'd never heard it before, and I can feel it in my chest.
Mm, what were the emotions? Strange, new, old,
I love this. I love this. But I love this. What do you get from someone who may never have heard it before?
What's interesting is there's no wrong answer. In fact, I actually played this for Gert Kirshner in her hospital room.
We should explain. That's the wife of your mentor, Leon Kirshner, one of the great composers of all time. Leon recently died, and she's dying, and it's in a hospital room. What was that like for you?
Well, I said, you know, can I play something for you? And she said yes. And then what was great, she said, I would like some pickles. So I ran out, bought some pickles, gave it to her, and she...
So much for your cello playing. Yeah. I really like a pickle.
It's exactly. So, you know, I mean, it's... That exists. This piece of music exists on West Wing. I was asked to play it at Steve Jobs' memorial service. It could mean a lot of things. To me, it's about flow. People think water, spring, something living, and most of all, I think it's something that is energized and it activates the air molecules and turns into sound. It lives in somebody else. And the physical reaction that you had is exactly what I'm hoping might happen when you hear something like that.
I mean, you talked about the air moving. Well, the air did move. It was, there were sound, I could feel sound waves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because that's a physical thing. You know, your skin is very responsive to sound movement in the air, and it really does literally touch you physically. These types of instruments have a certain kind of intensity or richness to the sound that actually moves a lot of air. These are acoustic instruments, and they're designed to be able to project sound with integrity over distance.
I felt it.
It's doing what it's designed to do.
It's here and now. Welcome back to our visit with Yo-Yo Ma, who's been on a mission of sorts to use music to grow better citizens. He and Renee Fleming recently went into Chicago schools to mentor students. And of course, he's been going way beyond the concert halls in his Silk Road project and his latest project, the Goat Rodeo Sessions. That's Quarter Chicken Dark, performed by Yo-Yo Ma, Stuart Duncan, Edgar Meyer, and Chris Thiele. Now, goat rodeo, it's Appalachian slang. It means, I had to say this, pilots use it too. It means that it's miraculous when something doesn't mess up. And Yo-Yo, you know, that could be the case when you throw different musicians together. You play with some of these. Some of them are bluegrass stars. But this isn't bluegrass. What is it?
Well, it's whatever you think it is. And someone actually described it. We thought it was wonderful. Someone said, this is a genre-proof kind of music. Because not genre-bending, but genre-proof. Because it's what I think good music is. It's always an amalgam of different things. It obviously has classical elements in it. It has bluegrass elements in it. But really, what it is the four of us. It's the chemistry between four people who really like one another, really want to work together, and it's the product of many years of friendship with my friendship with Edgar Meyer and Edgar's friendship with Chris Neely and Chris and Edgar's friendship with Stuart. And that's what you hear.
Well, and it works. By the way, Edgar Meyer, the great classical bluegrass jazz musician, the MacArthur Genius winner. I mean, it does work, but it's not a given that it will. And we understand that one other time when you worked with Edgar Meyer and the violinist Mark O'Connor,
mm-hmm.
We hear you're sailing along. You're thinking this is going swell, but the other two maybe not so much.
Absolutely. And this is the wonderful thing is that, you know, here I am. I think this has happened all my life. I think something's going great. And someone looks at me and says, it's not.
Really?
Yeah. And this is what is, I think, just a wonderful lesson on what people choose to listen to, what they're focused on. Edgar said, well, you know, it's not, the groove isn't good, the intonation is different, it's not good, and Mark hasn't said anything, which is dangerous, you know, and by the time they're both through, I realize, my goodness, you know, I'm obviously listening to very different things, and so it took many months to be able to develop the oral or listening skills to focus on what they're thinking are really good aesthetic decisions versus ones that, you know, that I thought were fine. I did something with Renee Fleming, I think, at the Lakeview High School in Chicago. And Renee, we all know Renee Fleming is a great, great opera singer. She listened to them and said, you know, you guys are fantastic. But let me tell you something. Do you think about projecting your voice? And she says, can you go, nyeh, 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 nyeh? You know, the kind of sound, the nasal sound that you make when you want to kind of really make something edgy. And in 45 seconds, she gave them something that there was just a huge improvement in their ability to project. And they were already fantastic to begin with. But I did something I thought was kind of neat with Meryl Streep in Beijing a couple months ago. We were sort of an American team bringing something we do to Beijing.
To be a fly on that wall, but
and
go ahead.
So she had just flown in. We spent like 20 minutes working on something where she was reciting a Chinese poem and then reading a letter that I think Martha Graham was writing to another dancer. And we figured out what to do with music and performed it later on that evening. And I guess being able to improvise on something at a short moment's notice and to be able to trust one another enough to then go perform it in front. And we had never done anything together.
There is a vitality, a life force, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all time, that expression is unique. If you block it, it will never exist through any other medium, and it will be lost. The world will not have it.
That's a value. Right. That's a value that we can actually teach, the way that I think there's a value of being able to look at, let's say, imagination. Can you teach it? I think you can. And I think one of the things we're trying to do with public school kids is to say, yes, you have to have tests and do all of these things, which is very important, but how about using words or sounds or music to stimulate curiosity, to inspire the learning, and to teach disciplined imagination? Because that really is part of what we're trying to get to in our workforce in this era, right? Innovation, flexibility, and compassion, empathy, imagination.
In other words, you know, what you do with the kids in the schools today, we're going to see in good citizens and people in the workforce in the future. Well, I'm told that I have to say goodbye. I'm appalled.
Well, what an incredible treat and privilege to be on your show.
Thank you so much. The pleasure was ours.
Thank you, Robin.
Why don't we do this? You have the cello. Is there something you can just play for us to say goodbye?
Sure.
Something that will startle me.
Okay.
Startle me.
I'm not sure anything can startle you because you've seen it all. But let me try.
Okay.
Okay.